Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
As the son of a sailor.
Welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. Today, Jamin Anderson sitting in for Jeff, who will be back tomorrow. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mike Furches joins us for Wednesday Top 10. We'll also get some of his thoughts on movies and things that are out right now that maybe are of interest. Are you watching any new television, Jamin?
I am.
Are you one of those guys that has Yahoo and whatever?
You mean Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu.
No, I'm not a TV guy at all. It's very hard to get me to commit to a series. The only thing that I want to watch that I am behind on is the John Krasinski, Jack Ryan show that was on Amazon that they've come out with that I've heard really, really good things about. But other than that, I'm really not into a bunch
of
TV.
My wife and I started The Good Place, season one.
Okay.
We're now hooked.
I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah. We're very happy to be watching that. So that's good. I am watching a series on the Lifetime channel called You.
Okay.
It's a weird guy that gets totally infatuated by a female, and he's a weirdo. And I don't know. Why do I watch shows like that?
That sounds like every Lifetime movie that you would ever see.
I'm kind of
confused right
now. It does kind of fit the Lifetime
May I recommend a Hallmark movie or two for you, Bob?
I don't know why I started watching this. It's bizarre, but I'm hooked on it.
That is bizarre. I will say I
just finished Better Call Saul.
Okay, I have not ever watched Breaking Bad, so I can't watch Better Call Saul until I go back and familiarize myself.
Well,
with
you can
that
actually
world.
Watch all of Better Call Saul and then go right into Breaking Bad.
Okay,
this is a
prequel. Okay.
So I would actually start with Better Call Saul.
Okay.
And I'll say this about Better Call Saul. Good show. A little slow for me.
Okay.
Not enough guys getting shot and maimed. I mean, that's what Breaking Bad was.
Right. Mayhem and destruction. I've only watched, in my entire life, I've only watched two series start to finish. Well, one is ongoing, but I'm not caught up with The Walking Dead. I did get into that one.
See, I lost interest in The Walking Dead.
See, and I have needing to catch up, but I'm close to caught up. And then Criminal Minds is another one. That
now,
for some
you talk
reason,
about
I'm fascinated
way
with that
out
show.
There show.
I love that show. Which one? Walking Dead or Criminal Minds?
No, Criminal Minds.
I love that show. Love that show.
Haven't they had a bunch of cast changes, though?
They have, and that's why I'm also not quite caught up on that one. It kind of lost me when a bunch of original guys and gals departed. So I'm in flux with my TV. I need good new TV.
And then embarrassingly, because we have Mike on every couple of weeks, and I like to talk about movies, and at one time I actually went to movies. For some reason now, I don't know. I don't get it. But we rarely go to a theater, and I think it's because it's no longer the Warren Theater. I think that I view what's still called the Warren Theater, I view it as not the Warren Theater. Does
right.
that make any sense?
It does.
I view it as just another theater.
It
now.
Does.
And it's not really.
I have been to fewer movies recently, but that's due to probably other factors. The thing that I did get hooked on was the Warren 21.
That's
couches
nice.
That recline and all of this business. I vowed that I would never watch, you know, another. I had a really bad experience with the opening Star Wars, with the opening weekend of The Force Awakens.
What was your bad experience?
Kids talking behind me. and in the main theater at the Warren, you know, not in the 21 or whatever. And
so
it was
kids, like
8, 10-year-old kids.
Oh boy.
Three of them. And parents not shutting them up and that kind of thing. So, and it was constant. It was just a barrage.
Well, that's where you go. I'm sorry, but isn't that where you go to the manager?
Well,
I mean,
you're going to take time out of the movie that you wanted to watch to leave the theater to complain to somebody and miss, you know, the Star Wars you've been waiting on forever. It just kind of, it was a lose-lose situation for me at that point.
So, you hung in there with the frustration of talk for two and a half
pretty
hours.
Much and then I just decided I'm not going to see another movie that a kid would want to watch in a main theater.
Turn Mike's mic on because he's itching over here. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Mike Furch is with us. What's your philosophy on that,
when you're
at a movie and there's people talking or on their phone or doing things they shouldn't be doing?
I guess, you know, for those that are listening to radio that cannot see us, unless you're some kind of psychic or something.
Well, you are based on that last magic trick.
If you look at everyone in the studio right now, everyone looks like decent, calm, you know, regular folk, except for me. I'm a kind of a big, burly, long-haired, bearded dude that's kind of scary looking. And I turn around and I say, shut up. And that usually does the trick. If it doesn't do the trick, I'm kind of like you. Why do I want to waste my time to go back and get and miss sometimes a key part of the movie? What needs to happen is that theaters, especially for movies like that, they need to keep personnel in the theater to kick people out. That's my opinion. My wife and I, when we were doing our TV show, and hope to be doing that again here in the very near future, we'll talk about that later. But one of the things that we closed and tagged out the program with is that you're right to be on your cell phone does not negate my right to enjoy the movie, so turn your cell phone off. People need to keep their mouth shut, and they need to enjoy the movie. And it's a real pain to have to walk and tell someone. The last movie I did it to, I did it three times. They didn't do a thing about it, and that was at the Downtown Warren. And thankfully, they ended up giving me about three sets of tickets after that. So
maybe that's why I should have complained, just to get the free tickets. But
this is
parental. That's the problem. It wasn't. I'm not gonna get mad at an 8-year-old for talking during the movie.
But the parents should.
If the parent's not gonna do anything, I'm not gonna turn around. Like you said, I can't turn around and tell an 8-year-old to shut up because then I'm the bad guy. But I wanted to wring the parents' neck because it's their problem, and they were actually facilitating some of it by answering questions, and there was dialogue back and forth explaining things that were happening in the movie. You can do that at home. Blu-ray is pretty high quality, and most people have a TV large enough to enjoy a movie. Wait till it comes out.
Make a terrible admission, a sad admission, an old man admission?
Go for it.
I have a Blu-ray player, can't figure out how to get it going. Could Jeff help me with that?
Probably, but he's not exactly a tech-savvy individual.
He's really not.
And he's openly admitting that he's not. I don't know that I could help you. I'm not that way either.
Well, it seems to be hooked up. I just can't get it to run. I need help.
A literal cry for help, not a figurative one. A literal cry for help.
Usually if you can push the play button, you know,
works. Usually, are you putting the disc in upside down, Bob?
No.
I mean, do we need to have an intervention here?
I need to figure this out.
Do you have an old Blu-ray?
Yeah, I have. I'm not putting a Blu-ray disc in it, but it's still out of work. I mean,
it should still work.
Right.
But a lot of the older units, it takes a while.
This
for the
is
older
a new
blue-
one.
If it's a new Blu-ray,
it's a couple years old.
Does it? You're putting DVDs into it?
Yes.
Then? Well, if it's a new enough Blu-ray, would it have the dual? It might not have dual capability. I mean, you might have to put Blu-rays in it. That's the only thing I can think of is that it might be a Blu-ray only player. It's the only thing.
If it's an older player that takes time to read the Blu-ray,
and Bob doesn't have time.
No,
you know, he doesn't have time for that.
Here's Eric. Eric, you're on the drive.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, Mike, I know ever since you've mentioned it, I've been worried and praying and everything like that. Can you give us an update on how your wife's doing, please?
She's actually sitting in the lobby here at the studio today. She has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She's not, you know, it's. I won't get into all the details about that.
Thanks, Sarah.
For those that know about that, it's not a good cancer to have. But the last few days, we had to take her to the hospital the other night via an emergency ambulance trip. That was not fun. It was very scary. And the doctors made some changes on medications, and the oncologist recommended that we give her more of another medication, I would say, maybe put it that way. And she's been responding a lot better, and she's been up moving around, went to church the other night, and is actually sitting in the lobby here at the studio today.
And as being a Facebook friend of yours and reading your updates, it's just an incredible roller coaster that both of you are on, emotionally, physically, spiritually, every way you can imagine. I'm sure this experience has been, what's the right word for it?
Roller coaster fits me better than anything. You know, for those that know my story, it's available. You can read the story. It's you can get the book at Amazon and stuff. But my wife is the love of my life. I grew up homeless, and I never thought I would find physical love. We've been married for going on 40 years, and it's a beautiful love story that has hit a tragic turn. But we still love each other despite the circumstances. So.
Well, we're all in your corner and Mary Jane's corner, and it's great that Eric asked, and I know that our listeners who have come to know you a little bit from being on this show would certainly share their thoughts and prayers for your wife as she moves forward, and for you, because as demanding physically as this is on her, it's very demanding physically and mentally on you as well. So.
Yeah. Huge thanks to the listeners. They have been incredible. You know, it's more than just a radio show. That's in some ways, it's a family, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our Top 10 Wednesday. Mike will participate. Jamin will participate. I will participate. Top 10 Rock and Roll Stars. Back in a moment, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.